Blog Talk Radio.
Yep, it's volume.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hi, and welcome to everyone. Glad you're here with us. We are, of course, broadcasting as we always do, Facebook Live. We are streaming to whoever would like to join us, actually, on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. You get to kind of watch us in action. Then there's also Blog Talk Radio, and we're always happy to broadcast the show here. And we have listeners we're finding quite a...
on the globe.
Yes.
Well, and plus they're on Facebook, too. But she means Blog Talk specifically.
Yeah. We have a map that we get to check. And we are hopefully... Well, let's see if I can... poetic way. We are the intuitive perception that goes around the world. So here we are. Hope you are having an okay kind of Thursday. Those of you in that heat, I feel good for you because this is so impossible to cope with. One thing I remember when I... Well, yeah, but when I was stationed, like in Texas years ago, excuse me, it would be very warm. We had, of course, do all of our Army stuff outside.
Army training.
Yes, exactly. But at 4:30 in the afternoon, this magnificent wind every day would come up, and it was like something you would pay for. Hello.
Siobhan is just dropping in real quick. Bed
up
from
to
the
bed.
Land of Aya.
Nice to have you with us. Going out.
Yep, got to go tonight. Get charged for the weekend.
That's right.
She's got to work.
Oh, does she?
Yep. She does. All right. Oh, it's hot. The country's hot.
Yeah.
Not every part, but it was. Yeah. Today wasn't bad here. I think we're going to get hotter tomorrow. I think we're gonna be bad tomorrow.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. What are you going to do?
Yeah,
it's Norfolk. It gets pretty wicked.
Here we are. I will jump in and start off by telling everyone that we're only using ordinary playing cards. This is not tarot, oracle. What's the other ones?
Angel.
Oh
my
God.
I don't know.
Any of the others that
I know very few.
Yeah, this is strictly using ordinary playing cards as I hold up to our watchers on it's the method my grandmother taught. I've stayed away from trying to learn. I love the readings, but I don't want to learn too much about them because I don't want to have any of their philosophy.
I know, just you don't want it to carry over.
Yeah.
You want you to be pure from what you've been taught.
I do.
Otherwise, you might get conflicted when you're doing somebody's reading.
Well,
you might
right.
have a brain lock on you thinking about this other thing you're learning.
It's very diluted, so I haven't done that.
Well, there's no reason to. You can just focus. You know, that's why there are specialists in the medical world, and there's more about our GPs, and they like a little bit of everything.
That's true. Very nice of you to say that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's my...
Hi, Tracy.
That's my part. Hi,
Tracy. Okie dokie, yes. And this show where we have... to communicate for you to get your free reading. First primary meeting, calling in on the phone. That number is 515-602-9676. And you can Skype the number, which I just learned that like this year, that you can Skype in.
What did you think it was for?
When Skype came out, Deb, it was Skyping to Skype software. Nobody
okay.
was actually calling.
Yeah, I wondered what you thought it was for.
Because like, why would I go on my computer? Hey, I think I'll Skype and order a pizza. I do that when I can just pick up my cell phone and do it. But Some people like it.
Can do.
I know you can, but I'm saying why. That's what I'm trying to get at. That's why I would never consider that would be a useful thing, but for some people it seems to be. And that, and Skypers. And for the national folks that really want to talk to us on the phone, it's an option to do. I mean, it'll be a dollar value. Skype charges like pennies for domestic, and it's probably not a ridiculous amount for international, but I don't know.
Right.
But speaking of that, first of all, after you call, you'll be told you're going on somebody is on hold and we have not forgotten you. You will go on hold and you will hear the show. We will see you on a list. So you will not get forgotten. I got that list, which tells me I need to populate my little cheat sheet down here. Because sometimes they juggle them around, not the order they come in, those sneaky, sneaky snakes. When you do get connected, we'll tell you you're live. Please go get off speakerphone. Bluetooth, if you can. We're not going to say break laws or risk your life or stop multitasking. That's also a great thing to do while you're on hold. Find a place to sit your butt down. These are all if you sit down, eliminate background noise, all these things, not because we're fussy, but because by the time it goes through the internet, it can be impossible to actually hear what you're actually saying. Sometimes it's garbled or it's broken, like, and then we call. We don't want to end the call.
How did that go?
Okay. All right. So for those that can't and on the phone number, which is typically our international folks, we offer you the second selection, which is Facebook Messenger. That is, you will be messengering Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
And through the Facebook portal, which I'm showing to our...
That's what we use.
And it's always turned this way. People do not want to show themselves globally.
If they go, you can do audio if you want to. So.
And besides, then you'd be in the archive or, you know, time immemorial.
So, but speaking of the messenger, though, since messenger is free and it just dials directly in, nobody messenger us. Nobody messenger Deborah Lee until we specifically ask for that. Middle of a discussion, right in the middle of a reading, and we have to basically hang up on you because we don't have a hold button. You know, it'd be cool if they could put somebody on hold, but it ain't. So don't do that. And last but not least, if you can't call on any kind of communication like that, if you're in here chatting, and we seem to get do every night one or two, you know, so maybe not like Mondays, but question if you can hang out and wait for the calls to die off, we'll take a second question when we ask. All right. So let's wrap out that number. One more. Oh, I got to put another on the list real quick. Like I said, I keep a list.
That looks familiar.
I don't want anybody to not call taken in the order it was received. So I will keep track of it.
Remember, there's no limit to the times you can log into or come to the show and get on the air with us, except it's only one per show.
One per show. You can call in every single day. Every day, forever and ever, you could actually call in forever.
Absolutely,
and
we would get to know so well.
We'd have that damn well. Sure, we should by then. All right.
Well, the list is growing, so I think we should jump in.
Yes, we should, especially our first caller has been hold before the show even started.
Yeah.
And let me see here. Let me make sure. My list, because I don't want to skip. I don't want anybody to take cuts. All right.
Hi.
Our first call is going to be from my area code 630, Illinois, 630.
Hi, Illinois, and your first name?
My name is Dion. Thank you for taking my call.
Welcome, and I'm glad you were brave enough to be our first call, but I think others would have jumped in.
And you held patiently.
Yes, you did. So have we spoken before?
I called in a couple of weeks ago.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. I wrote the book.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Okay,
call.
And refresh us a bit more.
Well, where's it at?
Where's what? Your book?
Where
can we find your book?
Here it comes.
Bless you.
Oh,
thank you.
How sweet. Thank you.
My book is called Shattered Windows, and you can purchase it on Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com.
Oh, the big dogs.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds very interesting. I remember talk about your book.
Yep, we did.
To a certain degree.
Yep.
I'd love to know what you're calling into the show for this evening.
Well, everything with the book seems like it's okay. Like, as far as, like, I have my first book signing next month.
That's pretty cool.
I'm working on this. Yeah, it is. I've been going around town passing out my flyers and getting to know, like, everybody in the community.
Great.
That's very proactive.
What you should do.
Yeah, very proactive.
Yeah, I mean,
I
feel like in a small, because it's a small town where I'm at, you know, I feel like social media, it's effective, but going out and actually being old school and passing up, and like the store owners for taping it up in the windows and stuff. So,
well, I think I like to do it. So what if it's old school? It works. It can still work now.
Well, it's better to be proactive.
And you know, you could do a reading, and you could actually record a portion, put them on Instagram, or throw something onto Facebook so you can hear. You know, I find that I'm very intrigued with the beginning of a book.
Little advertisement that you could put up, 10 seconds, 30 seconds.
Yes, exactly. Now, what would your question?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Well, you're the psychic love doctor, so, like, I have to ask about a love life if I'm calling the psychic love doctor.
Okay, we've got to tell everybody.
That's cool that she said that.
Yeah, I had Jim while I look at it. Yeah, you don't have anybody in your life at present?
Yeah, you should find that out.
Yeah.
No, I'm single.
All right, here we go.
All right, and just let everybody know, it's funny she said that because she knows that it doesn't have to be that way. You can ask anyone on this planet. You know, the love cape was branded a long time ago.
By AOL.
She got branded like Love Doctor, and it worked, and it stuck, and we go with it. And some people, I think, see it, the new piece, and they say, oh, this is a show about love questions. No, it's about any dating, about anything in your life. So I will admit that the love questions are the majority.
I've tried to get away from it because now we're in a new century, people kind of freak out. No, don't do that.
Yeah, that would be like, I don't know, like ABC just all of a sudden changing their name that you've been using forever and ever, a broadcast company, for no reason. It's like it's working. People are okay with it.
Yes, and we should all remember that love is the most powerful driving force in the entire universe. So it encompasses many, many things.
Love is.
Oh, yes, isn't it? Love makes the world.
Right. Love is in the air.
All right.
I've been single forever and ever and ever. So if you don't even come up with that, even though that's your name, I wouldn't be mad at you, just so you know.
I've got to know, because I see contenders here in your
car. Contenders.
And that's pertaining to potential that you have several around you. I'd love to know if you could make, like, say, a wish, what kind of qualities would you like in your partner? Or is that
qualities that I like in my partner? He'd have to be stable, intellectual, financially
secure.
Secure. Thank you. Financially secure and emotionally available. I do meet a lot of guys, but like this one is, I'm kind of married, kind of not, or you know, and like I don't want anybody with like a kid attitude, you know. It's like somebody who is available and, you know, has all of his ducks in a row, you know. I'm not here to fix anybody,
guys. I don't want to offend anybody. Don't come bearing torches in a big posse. A lot of you are very spoiled from the internet. There's so much availability of women that, let's face it, a lot of desperados out there wearing skirts and pumps, that they will pretty much take what comes their way. And for this, like this young lady who is a high quality woman, and she doesn't need some, I hope that's how it, that's well to say.
put them out there.
Do you want to get in here and say?
I'm not going to debate that. There's a lot of shameful guys out
you
there.
Are from what I see in your cards, that you actually keep a high bar. I mean, you're not desperate to have a dinner date. You're not, you know, lonely that you just want to have on with somebody. And there's a lot of women out there that do not have an identity unless they're attached to a man.
Yeah.
A same-sex partner.
Yeah, or whatever. Just has a significant other. And, you know.
Like a codependency? I'm not codependent. I'm
yeah,
very 100%. Independent.
Yeah, and you should be because you were born into this world not married to somebody.
True.
So who the hell says you got to die married to somebody? Who the hell says you got to spend 90% of your life married to somebody?
And you're also extremely independent, and that can be difficult for some guys. So they want to kind of be in charge. They want to be the big cheese. Today's woman isn't like she was in 1950.
Or earlier even. But, yeah, you're
right.
Even in the 50s, it was still like that.
It still was.
Yep. Not long after
that.
Because
when I was growing up, my mother was so financially dependent on my father that, like, you know, money controls. So, like, I felt like she didn't really get to live the life that she wanted to live because she didn't work. She was a stay-at-home mom. And it's like, I'm not going to answer to somebody. I can, you know, I'm like Beyonce. I have the skills to pay the bills. But at the same time, that's really, like, I don't want a guy an old curmudgeon either. So, like, I have to work in my ways a little bit, too, you know? I'm not going to be, the cat lady.
What I would like you to do is do a lot of manifesting. Like if you're driving in the car or you're cleaning, you know, manifest, imagine. Do it with imagination. Who you would imagine to be your partner. And think at work or he's going to come home soon. You're very expectant about that individual that's coming to you. And you know that he is on the way. That sort of a confidence. It's going to be like a magnet drawing them to you.
And not being desperate.
Oh, and don't hunt them down.
Well, she's
not.
You can tell.
Yeah.
She's already said she's basically not desperate. So desperation will not do you, will not serve you well if you're desperate.
Okay, of the men that I see in your cards, I see there's one here that in the past really broke your heart. Does someone jump into your memory from that here that really hurt your feelings?
No, the only person that ever broke my heart was my little sister.
Oh, not...
Believe me, a woman doesn't let a good man go. If I had a good man, I would have never gotten rid of him. So, broke my heart. I've had heartbreak, but not from a man.
This can go all the way back into school, like high school. There was a lot of stuff in high school that lingers as trauma later. And a little bit of what you go through is the winning move for you is not to play. You're not just going to go out and try this one, and some girls stack them up like airplanes over the court. What you want is that what?
Yeah, you're cute.
Flight 17 continues circling airport. We don't have a runway open yet.
And for you, this one taught you a deep lesson early in life. Maybe you had a crush on him, and it could have been in like 9th, 10th grade. And he really rude remark towards you. I mean, something like memory can linger. But for the next present, you have a fantastic guy on the way to you. And he's come at the time when you have given up and said to yourself, you know, I have to write books and make mountains of money and I don't care, you know, and that's when he's going to come because I'm convinced Power is a comedian at heart and likes to catch us when we're, you know, least aware.
Yeah, and also those stupid old sayings, good things come to those that wait.
Well, I know.
Even though
we hate patience.
Humans and patience don't mix.
Mm-mm.
True.
But every person is different.
Have you started on a second book yet?
I actually just finished the rough draft about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, great. Well, I think your second book is really going to go further than the first.
It's a rough, so she's probably got to go dig all the way back through it again.
Right.
I believe that, though, because the second book is a lot lighter, and it goes it takes on a whole different life of its own. The first book had just a lot of information in it, and so I do believe the second book will be better received, only because I feel like it's more relatable to people.
Okay. Well, I want to let you know, since I have others waiting, I'm glad I put that out there.
Out of my fingers.
If one thing I want to tell you that's very pertinent to you, I think this is a man who's going to fall in love with you through your book. Because I'm perceiving that at the time the two of you meet, he's going to already feel a great deal for you. And you're just going to know. I mean, when my late husband knocked on the door, I agreed to let him to my office and bring me a cup of coffee because he was so good. He had been in my cards for 2 years anyway when I opened the door. Oh, I knew. I swooned, and I don't swoon. So you're going to look at him, and it's like in movies when somebody will say, a girl will say, see that brother? I'm going to marry him one day. And you'll just know. Called us. You're starting the show off with real energy.
Oh, damn, movies.
A great vibe.
Right.
Now,
awesome.
Jim, yeah.
Those movies are... they make life so hard for guys.
But you know, guys were busy taking car engines apart. Things like that. You should have been busy learning about us through what we read and what we watch. You know, you could have done a lot of research.
Why?
That would have made it so much easier for you
guys. Why? What? Who cares? Here's the deal. If there was unions, if guys said, you know what, I'm not playing all this bullcrap game, and you guys had nothing, you would have your standards for your men. Say, knights in shiny armor. Either they stood up and said, no, I'm not going to bring this flower every day.
You know, though, there's too many men
out there. I'm just kidding.
That do believe in life.
Well, yeah, they're idiots.
Oh, and this young lady's going to have one, and it won't be long.
They're idiots. Nah.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
Take care. Call us again. I think you're just adorable.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And
I'm really very impressed about your book writing.
That is cool. That is cool. And it's cool that you keep on and keep on writing more.
Yeah, she's pushing it, and you got to do that.
And if that's your thing, you'd love to do it, then you should not stop your thing.
Absolutely. So take care, honey. You know where to find us.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes. Thank
you. She's gonna have a husband before she knows.
You know, and she, like she said, if she doesn't, she doesn't. That's the best attitude.
Knowing it's out there.
If you start getting desperate, your standards are gonna go.
It breeds faith.
You're gonna just start getting whatever person talks to you, you're gonna start just lowering your standards. And that's fail.
That was in a movie called Broadcast News, and it was about Hunter, and I forget the other guy's name, but he said, if I was the devil, you'd know it. He says to the girl, he said, but the devil's out there, and that's what he's doing, lower standards, little by little.
So,
we're not doing that.
You know what people do, though. Saying earlier discussion, it's happening.
We want the best breeding partner.
Well, that's the Darwin DNA thing.
Yep.
All right. That was what got us. I'm going to give the hump back to the beginning disclaimer stuff again because we're going to. They stacked up a little bit.
Sure, we will.
Reminder for everybody, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. So that's we're going to repeat that disclaimer for the last time as we're preparing soup for the hump. And the number, 515-602-9670. Because like I say, they rearrange them. They try to be tricksy. So we're going to 779, which I believe is still in the same state of Illinois.
It is not a great state. Whatever. Stop.
Garden of Eden. Eden was there in Illinois, I heard.
Yes, that's
no.
Right.
The Garden of Hell was... in Illinois, not Garden of Eden.
Well,
really?
It's actually been a while since then.
I know.
So, I bet it's just been a lot happening.
Yes and no, but you know how it is. It is what it is, and chaotic energy, and I don't know what the hell's going on. So, yeah, it's Illinois. It's chaotic evil over here.
Well,
the only way I can describe Illinois.
Yes,
but as far as you, what's going on as far as your stuff going on?
I got hired on as the caregiver, so hopefully within the next week I'll start getting paid to take care of my mom. Yay.
Okay.
Wow, great.
Was hanging out with my chicks in the basement, and I was like looking around, and I'm like, oh, that's a bag of my stuff. Well, I open it up and it's all moldy. So listen, this is funny. I could go on. This could be like a comedy routine. But anyway, so I take it outside. I'm like, oh, my God, it's all moldy. I dump it out, going through stuff, throwing things out, trying to salvage stuff. So I get out all these bins, putting all this water in. So anyways, long story short, go in the house after I boiled some water because I'm like, hot water and vinegar kills mold, right? You got to soak the stuff if you want to save it. So my parents are such geniuses that they put tile on every single step in this house and all over the house. It's just tile and wood floors. It's slick as hell. Long story short, I took a nasty tumble with a boiling pot of hot water and decided to scald my left side of my body, my arm, almost broke my toe, and I landed on my back. So you know how that goes. And anyway, so I'm sitting here about 10 days afterwards, finally not feeling like I got scalded by boiling hot water.
Did you have to go get medical attention?
I went to the immediate care, and she gave me, you know, she cleaned me up. It was a second-degree burn on my side. My arm wasn't that bad, but I got an x-ray of my foot to make sure I didn't break it because it was down three steps, so I went, thup, thup, and then whacked my back. You know, my whole left side got screwed up. Anywho, so I'm alive today, so it's just, you know how it goes. I don't know.
You're so
chaotic energy, that's what I'm saying.
We got to get a breakthrough.
Little basements.
Yeah.
We finally had the fire down.
That's your mother's?
Yeah. We lived up north, too. People don't like, what the hell's a basement around in the south? But no. Yeah. We had the fire down there, and that helped. But it's still, it's crazy stuff if you leave it down there. There's certain parts of your basement are more heat. And she knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, yeah, that sucks.
So that's been my life. Nothing really new. Yep. So, can you just tell me what the heck is going on with my chaotic energy? Because, like, where the hell is this going?
Why is there so much chaos throwing her downstairs?
Yes.
The boiling water. I mean, you might as well you might as well bend on water too just to top it off. I mean, Jesus, how worse can it get?
You want to know how silly this was? This was early in the morning, and I'm still in my pajamas, right? So here I am standing outside with the garden hose, hosing my side off because I knew if I didn't, like, put cold water on it for at least 20 minutes, it would be worse. So I sat there and hosed myself in my yard in our neighborhood, you know, standing there, like, freezing. But I'm like, I knew that's what I had to do.
Did she take her clothes off?
No, she just hosed it. Did you wave
No, I didn't take my clothes off, but I was in my pajamas. I was completely soaked from basically, you know, chest down because it's literally my whole left side.
That water up there is a lot cooler than down there. That does help.
Yeah, the water comes out real cold here.
It makes it
warmer. You could have had it much worse and broken your leg.
Yeah, I know.
And an arm.
Or that water could have went all over your face and eyeballs, you know. So,
right.
You know.
Oh, I know how lucky I am.
If
but the
say,
energy,
well,
man, is it's off. There's something trying to tell me something, and I'm obviously not listening.
Well, let's see if pick
well,
up on it.
Well, the one thing here is you caregiving your mother is going to be a beautiful thing. You might be getting an ear infection, Jim.
That's finally bothering me. But anyway, I don't know. Back
to
the cards.
It's going to really be helpful, too. You know, I feel like your mom is possibly going to enter like a downward spiral a little bit where she's going to need more help. Yeah. But
I don't want to hear that.
How's your dad doing?
I'm going to say same.
Yeah.
But he's got his big trip coming up. And, you know, he still keeps losing weight. His mind is not always good. He always tries to pick fights, but I think that's just part of his mind.
Well, you know,
I don't know.
The thing is,
Yeah, probably. Mine's going elsewhere, wandering around.
I can't
even
imagine what it's like to have all these physical ailments and stuff and to still feel inside like a young person. And I think he's going through like a real struggle.
Well, and he's probably pissed off about all that, too. So
there's
it's like,
so much.
Yeah, that's where I think that's where a lot of the anger's coming from. And I get it because I'm doing the same thing.
He's pissed off and who are you into except the people that are around you? Who are those?
The people around you.
Unfortunately, the ones that are part of your life. And, you know.
Yeah. For you, it's really important for you to do your best to maintain a positive look or you're going to kind of downward spiral yourself.
Yeah,
and we don't want to. You're too vibacious for that.
That's right.
You've got too much.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's many years.
I knew you were going to say that because I'm having a hell of a time.
Sure. And so, I mean, that's really all you're seeing for the. She's worried about this negative energy trend.
Listen, I'm looking at your cards and it's very much reflected here. There's a bit of like gloom and doom and things are never going to be, you know, bright and beautiful, but they are.
Yep.
Hard. There's no doubt about it. You have some kind of personal gift that you're not using.
Okay.
And it's showing it's something you never talk about. And maybe you're actually unconscious to it, but there is something here and it's pertained to, okay, let me see if I can get this right. It pertains to either it's personal, and I think you have so much. Okay, let me see if I can say this right. It's showing you to be, we'll say, like the Dave Irma Bombeck, who should write all these humorous pages.
It's quite possible
based
that
on. Experience.
It's quite possible that maybe less than 10% of people know who Irma
Bombeck is. Do you know who Irma Bombeck is, Teresa?
No.
All right, go ahead. Don't even bother explaining. Let it go.
Well, there are people there that are nodding. I know they are. Irma Bombeck was the...
That are sorry, age.
She was kind of like a sarcastic humor writer.
Yes,
and she
very sarcastic humor writer.
A very.
Oh, okay, got it.
She wrote tons of books. Okay, about her stuff happened to her.
All the time, and she tried to spin it off as funny, but pretty great to it. She would be on shows once in a while and would do little.
You're not the first people to tell me that, like, I should be a comedian or a stand-up comedian. My sister says it all the time.
And you should play around with this, maybe on TikTok.
I absolutely despise getting in front of a camera. I hate it. Like, I can be an entertainer, I would rather stand in front of a stage of people with no cameras, right, than I would with a camera in front of me.
Then you just pretend.
I completely change. Just like I tell people, you can't get a good photo of me if you tell me you're taking my photo, right? You just gotta.
I very much like you, but I had a office mate. The Healing Fountain, you might have met Lisa. She has taken a major in acting and theater and all this college. And she would stand behind the camera and she would say, talk to me, Deborah. Just tell everything to me.
Yeah, put a picture of somebody and pretend you're talking to that person and ignore everything else.
She was right above the camera.
Yep.
And eventually I just started talking elsewhere.
Okay.
Right.
They won't know. Nobody will know. But anyway.
I mean, I've dabbled in it. I've dabbled in, you know, I guess acting and stuff.
She's a dabbler.
Well,
so.
Maybe you need to reach back to your roots now.
Roots.
You're in a really, what's the word, like struggling, challenging time in life. I do want to give you some good news here.
If you stay around
with that kind of stuff, you're actually going to build a following. And also, under what you don't expect, that your life is going to shift in a huge way toward marriage. There's love and marriage, and you say you're not going to get married. Well, boy, I'll tell you, you're going to eat those words. It is here.
Look, the day that happens, I'm calling you up and going, would you like me to eat my crow now or later? Right?
Yeah. heck, I'll come there and I'll marry you because I am sufficient to do that.
Just make sure you sneeze in the
Yeah, we had already agreed on that. Yeah, we had agreed on that.
Okay, well, others are waiting, and I'd love to just chat, but we can't. They will come.
I know. All right, I love you guys. Thank you.
Oh, love,
yeah,
you.
Love you.
Love you. Lisa.
All right.
Cannot.
Take care,
cannot.
Honey. Yep.
Word
thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
You know, it's okay to call up and just...
And she's called so many times, she didn't have to have a super specific bunch of info.
That's true.
Because we know a ton of stuff going
Something's
on.
Bothering me. We're here. You can call us.
You can get pissed off.
Yes. That's how terrible everything is. And we'll sort through it with you.
All right. We got to move on and keep on moving. Cause we're going to area code 806. You're familiar with? 806. Who do we have?
Hello, this is Anne.
I figured it was Anne.
We haven't heard from you in a little bit.
It's been a little wee bit.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing good, and I am driving to Amarillo to visit a friend and Danielle, so the connection may not be that good.
No, we hear you. It's fine.
Oh, good. But I was calling to get a check up because I went ahead and got on that Bumble, and I've been chatting with a lot of people.
On Bumble?
So I just want to see. Yes.
Of them all, it's the one I would have to trust the most. Because women...
But this...
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, but this... I'm going to go visit a friend because he's moving to Florida. And,
boy.
So we're going to have dinner, and then he moves away next week. So... Okay. But like I said, I'm chatting on Bumble, so I just wanted to see what's going to happen, if anything good.
Moving to a different time zone.
And be careful, because I have run into some scammers on Bumble.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking that there's scammers on the internet, period, any social media. Too.
It is. But
kidding.
There are a lot of good
Yeah, but all it takes is, what, how many, one or two apples to spoil the whole bunch?
Yeah, truly.
Yep,
right.
And that's both ways. And that's both ways too. The two, like, guys aren't getting scammed.
Well, it's true. A lot of men tell me she made me give her $10,000.
But men are higher, I think, and they try to really hide it from everybody.
Yeah, don't want to talk about it.
They just think I was stupid. You know, we see it on denial, men and women all the time, and they're still in the denial at that point. It's really tragic.
Right.
You have admirers.
Uh-oh.
These guys are really into you.
They think
you're hot and sexy and smart.
Great.
They do.
Ow.
So, you know, it's nice to feel, you know,
admired.
Like yes,
admired,
exactly.
Attractive, intriguing. It's nice to somebody. It's nice to feel that you are worthy of pursuit.
Absolutely.
Right.
And one of them is actually quite a businessman that I'm seeing here for
business.
Business, yes.
Business.
Yeah, truthfully, he's very successful. And a lot of times they won't tell you right away how successful they are because they don't want you to be a gold digger. You know?
Right.
So you do have one. He seems to maybe be closer to where you live. So are you talking to men beyond the, you know,
I
beyond?
I am. I was talking to a guy maybe in Midland.
My God.
Holy guacamole.
Better not be my son. I'll kill him.
Oh, no.
Well, she'd be cradle
and
robbing.
I think one in Snyder, so that's like 2 hours and an hour away. So, and then I think a guy in Amarillo. So, yeah.
That is really good. I hear it in your voice that you know what? Feeling on the dating sites, it's almost like a hobby because it takes your mind away from what you're doing. And what's good with Bumble, who talks to you. And I like that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's still a little iffy for the guy.
They make men pay.
They still make it more women.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They make 99% of them make it women friendly because they know. They know who's attracting. You know, it's like the people that own bars. You want to make the women want to come in there because the guys will follow.
That's right. So I see, wow, one, two, three, four. Do you have four on the string right now?
I do.
Yeah, guy juggler.
Well, I'll tell you what, there's three that are absolutely wonderful. And then you've got this clinker down.
Clinker.
He would potentially make you very angry. I think he could be a scammer. The one that's darker. Darker in complexion, color.
Okay.
Relatively speaking to the other ones?
Yeah.
The others
come across as not.
It doesn't mean that he's like super dark. It just means he's darker,
ethnicity,
right?
He could be from Texas.
Could have olive skin
Mexican,
or maybe some
Latino.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all hodgepodge. We're not indigenous. We're American.
And what I see about the other guys is they're all looking at you. They are engaged in your personality.
Okay.
This one, though, he's looking away. So he could be a player, scammer, or both. So just be watchful.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Danielle is in your cards, too. I think she's feeling a little blue. Yeah. It was a change for her.
At that age, it's tough to take that big step when you got all of a sudden you don't have as much time as you want for family because you are busy with your career.
True.
It's a good thing. But part of her is like, oh, I kind of did miss all that other time I had where I could spend my family.
Well, you're a good mama, too. You know, you really are hands-on in how you've raised her. That girl has impressed me from day one, and I met her, years ago.
Yeah, she was way more mature than the average person.
Looking forward to when you come down. You going to Midland or Killeen?
I'm going to go.
She's actually going to bebop. I think start out in Midland, right?
Yeah, I'm flying into Midland
for
next Friday.
Sons. You got two sons down there.
Next Friday. Okay.
Next weekend.
Friday,
tomorrow.
It'll be pretty late.
Yeah.
There. It's going to happen Friday on the 20th.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll have to keep tabs. So maybe we can catch up with you.
Absolutely. And then I'm going to transfer down the Army son to Fort Hood.
You know, she'll have all her computers and stuff, so it's not like she's not going to pop off the social media, man.
No, I'm going to still be doing shows and stuff.
Yeah, we're going to going to just do multitask.
I really look forward to meeting you. So,
we do, too. We're really, really excited.
Great. Well, we're going to have to move on, Ann, but you have to.
Okay.
Your weekend looks very nice.
Yeah, I'm glad you called in, too.
Pleasant.
Okay. And I'll keep you guys posted.
Absolutely. We look forward to 806 area code. We hope that's
okay. All right. Thanks again.
Give her a hug for us.
I will.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Those that are on hold and those that are don't freak out. Every other show except Monday, we control them. So if there's somebody calling or somebody get ready to call in, we can extend it a little.
Did I give you a limit?
No, I could extend it
forever
or never, but we also are humans and don't want to die of starvation and dehydration. Bob, we were just saying, anybody that's on, you are going to get a reading, so you're good.
All right.
Speaking of which, let's go to the next person, and I keep
next slide.
I'm like Santa with a list. It is area code 423 Tennessee. I think it's Luna.
Yes, you and me.
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
Hello, Luna.
The Ball State.
Good to hear from you.
How are you guys?
Actually, we're
pretty good, and we understand that you guys are in an Operation Deep Freeze over there, right?
Yeah.
I wish it was cool out here, but it was another 100-degree day.
Yeah, and they're just going to keep on coming.
Boy, yeah.
Well, we're getting ours.
We're getting ours tomorrow.
We're
right.
Going up and down, and they go away for a while, so we get relief. You haven't. We get relief for a day. But we're getting it tomorrow, and we're going to be hammered because it's going to be.
Okay, Miss Luna, what's on
back
your mind?
Back to Luna. It's her call.
Well, I was kind of wondering, so I've been seeing some shadows around the house and, you know, feeling cold spots and stuff. And it's mostly been around my son's room, so I'm kind of trying to figure out which spirit's around right now and, you know, who's watching over him and stuff.
How old is your house? Sorry.
No, go ahead. I have questions. Same with you. I'll ask mine later.
Is yours an old or a
The house itself is almost 20 years old, but it wasn't placed until, like, 2005. So, you know, about 20
that's
years
pretty,
old.
That's pretty new, actually. That's fairly new in the house.
Yeah, that is new.
That is new. My question was, you feel... Do you have a feeling who you think it is?
I'm thinking it's either Amber or my father-in-law, or it could be one of my grandmothers that passed away. I don't know.
That's where I was going, because typically if it's hanging around a young person, typically, I'm not like some super expert, if that is coveting them and maybe watching over them or physically with them. So that's cool. That's actually good. And, it's that cool, dark thing. It's funny how they go hand in hand. I think they've always said it's an energy thing. When they are there, they have to take energy to do their stuff. To go down. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now I've got a whole different angle on
I like this. Here we go.
Okay.
Bring it on.
What I'm picking up is that prior to your home being put at this spot, there may have been nothing. There may have been a different structure there, which, you know, I particularly see it. But I just know there was a boy that was about your son's age who either lived on this property in this space where you live or in a different, like I said, different a different kind of house, or he lost his life there. And what has happened is your age that he was when he passed away.
Is there a connection to say?
Yes, he wants to be close to your son. He's enjoying son's energy.
I got it. Okay. Well, that's still a positive thing, at
it's
least.
It's very positive.
Yeah, but, you know, back in the days, it could have been some big field that he liked playing.
That's
and maybe
true.
Could have been climbing a tree and fell out and broke his neck. You know,
it was like a freak accident.
I mean, you got to go back. You got to go back. We're talking. That Native Americans are running around there for thousands of years. Yeah.
So if you're uncomfortable with this, help that boy go in the light is what I would say.
And she's not feeling scared. It's a positive thing about
and
it.
And it's not bothering your boy, is he? Your son?
No, nothing like that. It's just like I've just been seeing like shadows like going through the hallway, you know, out of the corner of my eye. And I thought it was like Amber or my father-in-law just visiting or something something like that.
There is a female spirit here, but it's not the way that Amber usually shows herself. This female is rather disturbed about this young boy spirit being there. Now,
disturbed about the other young boy's therapy
in there. Yeah, and I thought maybe it's one of Luna's relatives, but it just struck me. This is a passed away like grandmother or a relative of the little boy who
the little boy that
get
was
into the light.
Okay, she's trying to corral him.
Some people don't pass over as naturally as others.
Yeah, and they talk about that too. Some energies are just bound to something. Some reason, you know, the energy stick there because there was a reason that they were attached to it.
Right. So
kind of caught in a loop.
Luna, she's always like the queen of clubs in your and this is a queen of diamonds. And this is somebody who loves boy in spirit and wants him to go with her.
Yeah.
So if he unless the little boy starts making or, you know, doing stuff and especially scared or starts having dreams, I see no reason she has to send him off. But if she wanted to.
Well, I mean, like she says, she's just noticing these, like throwing a flag of dilemma.
And there's nothing.
She's just noticed she's seen a couple of, it's always out of the corner of the eye, isn't it? Isn't it? It's always out of the corner of the eye.
Have you ever seen on your shows and how they explain that?
It depends. There's multiple things. A lot of it is,
yeah.
It could be a relative, especially when they're a child. And sometimes it could be somebody, like you said, that had spent a lot of time in that space. Might not be that house or that. And they have an attachment to that. And their energy is kind of like, oh, they're just not going to leave because they're like, want to be there and keep doing the same things they did. There's many reasons. But you would feel it in your heart if it was ominous here, and you don't.
Yeah.
So you have to trust that.
Yeah. But if you want to, you could say, you know, hey, little guy, we got to send you to, I think it's Emma. For some reason, I get the feeling it's his grandmother, and she wants him on the other side with her. So,
right.
Weird stuff.
But, you know, if you're just seeing it, and especially if there's no clue what's going on, you might want to just not worry about it.
Yeah.
Kids are more receptive to that stuff.
Do you ever about moving to a different home?
Do
not
I know?
No. Do you
not
ever,
because of that.
I see the possibility that you guys are going to discuss possibly moving to another
home. Yeah, it's unrelated to...
Not the, unrelated to the ghost.
Just in general.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it, but, you know, our house is only worth, like, $75,000 because it's a manufactured home. Right. But if everything with his dad's estate goes well and, you know, he gets a good settlement, we were thinking about upgrading to a better house. You know, so we've talked about it, but we haven't went through with it because with the way prices are nowadays, we just couldn't afford it.
Yeah.
Well, right. But it is. In your card, so this is also a plus for the settlement.
Yeah,
the,
and you gotta if you're not desperate, you sit tight until it's a buyer's market, not a seller's market.
Yeah,
right.
And the thing is, people really are pretty desperate.
Right, right now,
it's
a seller's
home.
Market,
right.
So you know, unless you are like in deep straits, don't buy a squat.
Sit tight.
Yeah.
Definitely sit tight.
All right. Well, thank
you.
Yeah.
Lona.
He's a cute little guy.
Thank you, guys.
All right, honey.
And tomorrow's Friday, so you know we're going to be here for sure.
Yes.
Depending on your schedule, we understand.
Yeah, well, I work this weekend, so I didn't work all week because of the heat.
Well, yeah, and I bet when you make your bucks probably on the weekend, especially for
the
big
Oh, sure. Well, you take care.
All right. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. We shall talk again.
Little boy spirit wants to play with her son.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't even think the son's going to pick up on it.
You're right. Sometimes they're the ones that pick up on it more. And sometimes they have no clue. But she's a mom. Her gut instincts would tell her to get alarmed, and she wasn't. So,
and I'm curious, why didn't this little boy show up sooner? Or is it because Luna didn't ask sooner?
She said, well, you said because of the age. Maybe now the kids approach the age finally.
Well, and I think Luna said that the boy's birthday, her son's birthday, is coming up.
Yeah, it could be in July.
Could be
a ton of different reasons, right?
But it's really fascinating.
It is. It is. All right, we're going to go 216, which is all the way to go Ohio. 216. All right.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your first name, please?
Amore Akins. Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Hello. How y'all doing?
Well,
yeah,
we're
can
actually
here.
Yes, and thank you for waiting.
Delay.
No, no worries. I had how you guys? I called before. That was it. I had called before, and I'm trying to figure out. I have some confusion about business. You know what I should be doing. I had to close my store down and stuff like that.
Okay. So tell us a little about your business.
How was that? Remember, I had the health and wellness. I'm the one that you said that I should move to. Well, I told you I was moving to California, but I'm trying to build up, you know, finances so I can do that.
Sure.
You know, so it's just I feel like I'm stagnant. And also, like in the love department, my ex came back. Well, he tried to come back. And yeah, spots were fine. Everything's all sweet and beautiful and stuff. But at the end of the day, in the midst of he's trying to make sparks fly with me, he has a girlfriend. And so I have
imagine that.
That was a red flag for me, a big red flag. And so even though everything was all nice and stuff, and it's not his first time trying to get in my life for 4 years now. He was just younger than me, so it just was like, nah. And
good for you.
It's that old thing, you know, fool me once, shame on me. But after that, it's shame, you know, shame.
Yeah, shame
on you. If you keep taking the person back, it's your right. Go ahead.
Right. No, I've never took him back. We was only together that one time in 2018, and he, you know, tried to come back several times. And I'm 5 years older than him, so.
Good.
A 25-year-old dating a 30-year-old at that particular time is like, you know, he wasn't ready. You know what I mean? And he
but he realizes.
He's
realizing. Yeah,
he realizes.
What he had.
Just,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He did. He realized. He just be sad. So, it was just. This was my first time letting him see me face to face in 4 years, and so he apologized again and everything. But it was just like I told him, I said, everything seemed so perfect, but you have a girlfriend. But it had me, I was kind of mentally messed up for like 3 days. Even when I blocked his number and I told him that, you know, maybe he needs closure from me. Because he said that, like, when he's around me, he feels like he's out of space. Like, he has an out-of-body experience in a good way. And he's never experienced that with nobody else.
That's
a new approach.
That's pretty high over the top.
No, and you think he wants closure? Oh, and I think he wants too.
Yeah, he wants an opener,
I don't know. I just assumed that he wanted closure, and that's what I gave him because I, you know what I'm saying? What else? You know, he didn't.
That's all you can do.
Yeah, that's all I can give at this point.
Closure. You know, if he doesn't want to interpret his closure, that's nothing you can do about that.
That's right. And if you give him a thing, he's never going to go away.
Yeah, you have it. That closure has to be 100%
like,
clear with no little subtle things.
It's like if you put milk out for a stray cat.
Yeah. And some people, you know, well, I like you. I love you a lot, but I can't be with you. That's not closure to some people.
No,
well,
it isn't.
I love you, but you have a girlfriend, so I have to move on.
Have to stop saying that thing in the future.
You know what the thing is, too? He is playing her, the girlfriend. So it's not good character.
Well, no. He's looking for the best. He's keeping all the doors and the bridges all lined up so he can choose the best path.
Great.
Yep. And guys, you know what? Guys do that. We've talked about it. I'm not an asshole.
Well, he had his chance.
Oh, yeah. You're right. But some people young.
So you think that he was trying to buy me up to replace me with her? When that ended?
Especially when they're young, below 30, and I can't. Maybe there's probably better ones too.
Yeah.
They like to line up replacements before they end the relationship.
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Yep.
Because he's 29 now. And he kept saying, I'm going through my transition now. And but I was just like, but you have a girlfriend. I don't know what that means. Like, I know what a transition for me means, but I can't really, I told him I can't enjoy the company nor him because you have a girlfriend. So I have to, you know, put my wall back up.
Yep.
I think you are absolutely right. Here's the thing. He hasn't changed from who he was.
He's trying to be clever.
Yeah. Oh, he is.
Because he's learning things on the way, but he's. Who he is.
I think he wants to bounce between the two.
Well, absolutely. In the perfect world, he wants both.
Yeah.
But if he can't have both, he wants to have one line, both lined up. He doesn't go without, he has no zero.
Yeah, he's very insecure.
Right.
Very insecure.
He doesn't want zero. He wants one. He wants both or one.
Switching over to
the regular
discussion
stuff.
On
your
business, I feel you are going to find the financial means to make this happen. I do. You may have to spend some time on the internet, but there is a lot of money to be had.
Yeah, I bet she has to spend a lot of time on the internet.
Google the heck out.
Nowadays, you have to do your research.
I've done all that. It's just, I'm just not, I know that I'm probably not, maybe I'm not on the right soil or something. I'm just not here. I'm not clicking here. You know what I'm saying? It's just not, nothing is worth. Everything that I've tried to do in this city has not been successful.
Yeah. Maybe not the right location. Right.
And maybe you got to make it more internet-based instead of locality.
No, sir. I appreciate you. I want to hear what the card said. I appreciate you. I started on the internet. I did. I started. That's why I started on the internet years ago.
No, I think she's gonna go, but you're gonna.
Well, sometimes some businesses take a long time. They hit their stride.
It's not even about the businesses. It's just overall the life. Like the energy is like, I don't know what it is when it comes to me not being negative towards myself or anything like that. It's just a shadow. Like it's a shadow, and I'm just trying to free myself from this shadow. Like what's going? What am I doing wrong? You know.
So she's feeling a lot of negative energy.
I don't think it's all
about
you.
Everything.
I think it's also the energy around you. It's controlling you at the moment. You can't control it. So all the time, we all hate patience.
Yeah, we hate patience. And there's something you have zero control over.
You do. But circumstances change for you. I just know there's serendipity in this.
So you got to just not waver from your goal.
Yep, right. Right.
Which is easy for us to say from the outside, but, you know.
Yeah. And call us again, because we can work on this some more with you. Ideas to find out if this will work or that will work. Okay?
Yeah, because this is not just one business. It's several things that I have my hands to, and it's just not – nothing is just – it's just like with me, I'm one of those people where I fall down the stairs – and people see, you know, physical bruises, they would still say nothing is wrong with me. And that's pretty much what's going on, what has been going on in my whole life of just trying to get over that, you know what I'm saying? I'm human, too.
You are human, and it's hard to,
yeah.
You know, everybody says keep your chin up, but it's hard to do that sometimes. You're a human being. When things get negative for so long, it's hard to be positive.
I feel good things about you, though. I really do. You really, the vibe that I get from you.
She sounds positive overall.
Very much.
She sounds discouraged because of the negative things around her, but she also still has that positive.
I agree.
Questions are positive. She's like,
absolutely.
I think this is crap, basically.
I do. So call us again. I think I have a couple of ideas I can share with you. We have more time.
Yeah, and you know, we're on the we're on here all the time.
Tomorrow, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, 100% for sure. The next.
All right, sweetheart, I'd love to talk to you more, but we do have
to. You got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, but it's wonderful that you called us, and you are going to hit your stride.
Yeah.
I really do.
You just got to
suck it up right now.
You got to wade through this poop storm, unfortunately.
But take care. Right. It's wonderful to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
Oh,
we
you're so welcome.
Talk again.
All right.
Thank you.
Boy, what a good show.
It was a very good show. We had a lot of interesting interaction with the Facebook Live folks, too.
Yeah. I think that people are taking these readings to different
absolutely
areas in their
lives. Yeah. I mean, back, remember when we were out, they gave you this name because it was like 99.99% love. That's all it was, really.
But you can have
and you had to go with it because that's, you were getting in, you know, they gave in the door and you went with it.
Well, let's send everybody off to either bedtime or off to the evening. And that is 4 p.m.
Be here.
Adios. Take care.